USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is set to deliver his first speech in months in North Carolina. Trump is the keynote speaker for the state's annual Republican convention, and he's predicting a packed house. As far as what we can expect to hear from the former president, Michael Whatley is the head of the North Carolina Republican Party.
You're going to see vintage Donald Trump here tonight, and he's going to be able to lay out the differences between his vision for America, the America First agenda, and what we're seeing out of Washington under President Biden right now.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A federal judge is striking down California's ban on assault weapons. U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez of San Diego ruling that the assault weapons ban deprives Californians of owning weapons commonly allowed in other states. California's Attorney General has vowed to appeal the decision. USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
President Biden is rejecting the latest Republican proposal on the infrastructure bill. Biden saying on Friday the GOP proposal doesn't meet his objectives to grow the economy, tackle the climate crisis, and create new jobs. The two sides will continue negotiations on Monday. It's shaping up to be an unusually deadly year for some of Florida's most beloved animals.
Manatee deaths in Florida this year could reach an all-time high. As of May 28th, the Florida Wildlife Conservation Commission recorded 761 manatee deaths. That's not too far from the record 804 set 3 years ago. Red tide, wastewater contamination, and algae blooms are killing the seagrass manatees rely on for food. Manatees were an endangered species until 2017 when their status improved to a threatened species. A Florida Atlantic University marine biologist tells NBC News this year's death toll could warrant a return to endangered status. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the border crisis continues, hundreds of protesters gathered outside a Scottsdale, Arizona hotel that is serving as a temporary housing spot for illegal immigrant families. The lodging plan is part of an $87 million contract with the faith-based nonprofit Endeavors. The contract will last through September 30th, though hotel rooms are intended to house people for 72 hours or less. Scottsdale resident Jeff Gonzalez is one of the protesters.
We don't know who these people are. We've been told that there will be anywhere from 1,200 to 2,000 residing there. We don't know what their background is, if any of them have criminal activity. And, of course, they're at a hotel, not a prison facility. So it'll be interesting to see if they count the number walking in, they count the number walking out, if it's the same number. And that's what our concern is, that there may be some element that we don't want in there that escape from there. And, you know, we're a residential neighborhood. We've got a lot of children and grandchildren here.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says her grandmother is living in a dilapidated house in Puerto Rico, and she blamed her inability to get her roof fixed on former President Trump for blocking aid to the island. In response, conservative blogger Matt Walsh started a GoFundMe page for her grandma. The fund has already raised over $100,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.